Lepto-axiogenesis and the Scale of Supersymmetry, by Patrick Barnes et al. If the Peck-Chagrin field containing the QCD axion undergoes rotations in the early universe, the dimension 5 operator responsible for neutrino masses can generate a lepton asymmetry that ultimately gives rise to the observed baryon asymmetry of the universe. This lepto-axiogenesis scenario requires a flat potential for the radial direction of the Peck-Chagrin field, naturally realized in supersymmetric models. We carefully compute the efficiency of this mechanism for the Dyn-Fischler-Srednicki-Zhitnitsky (DFSZ) and Kim Schiffman-Weinstein-Zakharov (KSVZ) axion models and place lower bounds on the masses of scalar superpartners required to reproduce the observed baryon asymmetry. For the KSVZ model, we find an efficiency for generation of the asymmetry 6 times larger than the previously extant computation after including scattering channels involving superpartners. In this case, the superpartner scale should be above approximately 30 TeV for a domain wall number of 1. The lower bound weakens for larger domain wall numbers. We find that the superpartner mass scale may be as low as 5 TeV for the DFSZ model. In all cases, the lower bound on the superpartner masses is inversely proportional to the neutrino mass and so can strengthen as the upper bound on the neutrino mass improves. We identify the parameter space where the axion rotation can simultaneously produce axion dark matter via kinetic misalignment. In this case, it is possible to put an upper bound of order 300 TeV on the masses of scalar superpartners. This was Lepto-axiogenesis and the Scale of Supersymmetry, by Patrick Barnes et al.